I can remember when I was a young man growing up, I used to enjoy myself in such a way that it was hard not to be laughing or smiling most of the time. I am still an active member of the church and greatly involved with its young people. We still sing songs that touch and inspire the heart. I was taught to fear God and to observe the signs of the times, and I have used these principles and teachings as a guide for my life. Things and time change, and as we go through life journey, we are faced with circumstances that we have to deal with, one way or another, whether we like it or not. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death. Prov 1:12. We have become a nation that tends not to listen to anything that anyone has to say to us. Yes, we are entitled to our own opinion, but there are times when it is wise if we listen and acknowledge, then put into action some or all of the things that we are told. I am not saying everything that we are told is always right. That is why we are given a discerning spirit to know the difference between right and wrong. We often wonder why we are faced with some things in life and habitually blame others for our situations and failures. Even as Christians, we often fall because many of us are weak, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30. Many of us have strayed from the faith. We have totally turned our backs on God. Are you so into yourself that you do not realize that God is talking to you, that He is trying to steer you away from the path of destruction that you are heading into? The Bible tells us that in the last days, there will be signs and wonders. And if we are not aware of the things that are happening around us, then something is seriously wrong. So often we either turn off the radio or switch the television station because the news is so depressing. Take some time to read the Bible, and you will realize that these things will and must come to pass. When something terrible happens, whether on the news or you are an eyewitness, you are quick to say, "My God, oh my God, why are you calling God?" If you know Him and study His Word, you will know that everything that is happening around you has been prophesied in His Word. If you know who God is and trust Him, then you would know that He gives and He takes away. God gives life to all, good and bad, and death comes to all good and bad. Whether we do good or bad, we have something that is called a soul. And where we want our soul to be will be based on the life we are living right now. Where you want to spend eternity is totally up to you.